Current approaches to workplace mental health aren't working. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Matthew Cronin, professor of management at George Mason University, explores how to change this.
Mental health challenges affect a staggering 20% of employees, so it's good news that companies are paying more attention to the mental health as of late. The not-so-great news is that the research companies rely upon to inform their mental health interventions has a couple of consistent blind spots. My co-authors and I examined 556 academic studies on workplace mental health. We found that researchers use the terms mental health and mental illness interchangeably. Why is that a problem? Because there's a world of difference between the kind of mental health issues we all may go through from time to time, such as feeling bouts of sadness, and clinically diagnosable mental illnesses like depression. We also saw that when it came to mental health, recommendations leaned heavily towards passive or reactive approaches. For example, about 78% of U.S. employers offer mental health benefits. And let's be clear, these are essential for employees experiencing mental health challenges. But why wait until employees are struggling before intervening? After all, when the threat is to physical safety or well-being, we don't take a wait-and-see stance. We anticipate and try to prevent potential harms. To that end, we urge companies to take proactive steps to redesign the workplace as a safe space for mental health. This would look different for each workplace, of course, but it could involve such measures as cracking down on workplace bullying, revising job descriptions to clarify core responsibilities, and providing resilience training to help with stress management. These proactive remedies contribute to a positive environment in which mental health is no longer stigmatized, and to the extent possible, they also prevent mental health challenges from escalating into mental illness episodes requiring clinical intervention.
That was Matthew Cronin of George Mason University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.